Chapter 16. How Paulinus preached in the province of Lindsay, and of the character. Paulinus also preached the word to the province of Lindsay, which is the first on the south side of the river Humber, stretching as far as the sea. And he first converted to the Lord the reeve of the city of Lincoln, whose name was Blaeca, with his whole house. He likewise built, in that city, a stone church of beautiful workmanship, the roof of which has either fallen through long neglect or been thrown down by enemies. But the walls are still to be seen standing, and every year miraculous cures are wrought in that place for the benefit of those who have faith to seek them. In that church, when Justus had departed to Christ, Paulinus consecrated Honorius bishop in his stead, as will be hereafter mentioned in its proper place. A certain priest and abbot of the monastery of Peritano, Hartney in Lincolnshire, a man of singular veracity, whose name was Data, told me concerning the faith of this province that an old man had informed him that he himself had been baptized at noonday by Bishop Paulinus, in the presence of King Edwin, and with him a great multitude of the people, in the river Trent, near the city, which in the English tongue is called a Tuilfingachaster. And he was also wont to describe the person of the same Paulinus, saying that he was tall of stature, stooping somewhat, his hair black, his visage thin, his nose slender and aquiline, his aspect both venerable and awe-inspiring. He had also with him in the ministry James, the deacon, a man of zeal and great fame in Christ and in the church, who lived even to our days. It is told that there was then such perfect peace in Britain, wheresoever the dominion of King Edwin extended, that, as is still proverbially said, a woman with her newborn babe might walk throughout the island, from sea to sea, without receiving any harm. That king took such care for the good of his nation, that in several places where he had seen clear springs near the highways, he caused stakes to be fixed, with copper drinking vessels hanging on them, for the refreshment of travelers. Nor durst any man touch them for any other purpose than that for which they were designed, either through the great dread they had of the king, or for the affection which they bore him. His dignity was so great throughout his dominions, that not only were his banners borne before him in battle, but even in time of peace, when he rode about his cities, townships, or provinces, with his thanes, the standard-bearer was always wont to go before him. Also, when he walked anywhere along the streets, that sort of banner which the Romans call tufa, and the English thuf, was in like manner borne before him.